Eventually, the loss of viewers and profits is going to hurt their bottom line. Entertainment companies start dumping woke content as viewership tumbles. Tyler Durden with Zero Hedge reports. They'll never admit to it openly, but getting woke makes companies broke. Hollywood has been overtly progressive for decades, but this is nothing compared to the social justice invasion since 2016. After around 5 years of an unprecedented leftist onslaught on the entertainment industry, we are finally starting to see the rampage lose oxygen. There's a weakness within woke productions that the alternative media has been pointing out for a long time. They don't make a profit because they are designed to appease a minority of leftist zennials that don't have any money. This is the wrong crowd to rely on for cash flow. It is fair to say that the entertainment industry was partially conned. First, there are those tantalizing ESG loans that can be easily had as long as a company loudly declares their fealty to the social justice agenda. Then, of course, there is the fact that many corporate CEOs and marketing people track Twitter trends with the ignorant assumption that Twitter is actually a reflection of the real world. The woke mob on Twitter is amplified by the company itself, while most contrary voices are stifled and buried. Anyone using the Twitter echo chamber as a marketing gauge would be led to believe that leftist ideology is the prevailing ideology of the nation. It's not even close. Some companies are finally realizing this fact and are taking action to reduce their exposure to woke content, or otherwise perish from loss of viewership. Here's the thing, leftists could take over every platform for media distribution, they almost have, but they still can't force the public to consume woke content. Eventually, the loss of viewers and profits is going to hurt their bottom line. Warner Media, now owned by Discovery, seems to be on the forefront of the purge of leftist content. Under Chief Executive David Zaslav, Discovery is aggressively dissecting Warner to understand why a company with so many iconic brands and franchises is continually failing at the box office and on streaming. Zaslav is now dumping far-left content like the poison it is. Read more at Zero Hedge.